how is Kiko? Do you expect him back? And you signed Najee. How is that all going to play out?
Well, Kiko is still in the evaluation process, so we're crossing our fingers and hoping everything turns out for the best. We're unsure about him, but for this week, I don't expect him to play. So Najee's back up inside. We're real comfortable with that. Very surprised nobody picked Najee up, so I thought he had a great preseason. So we're anxious to see where we go from here. Michael is day-to-day with a hamstring. There's an outside chance we pick him up this week, but it'll be hard for him to get back. But I think he has a shot at doing it. Seth has got the break of the hand, and he's going to have, I think he's going to be out a week or so. I don't know the length of anybody's injury, but this week I don't know if he'll be up.
Byron Maxwell, does he have to make an adjustment too? It's just as far as the overall number of snaps that he's played with this defense these first 2 weeks. Like maybe he never really encountered that.
Well, I think everybody's encountered it. I mean, the other night, I think the biggest problem in the separation of the snaps was our 23-play drive. I mean, I don't have been part of a 23-play drive ever. And that's where the separation of the 60 and 80 plays came. And we tired ourselves out by having all those penalties and having that long of a drive happen. That's a long haul right there. So I think everybody's in good enough shape, and I think we're fine. I don't see any issue with conditioning or anybody getting too tired.
Bill, the last touchdown that Maxwell got it didn't look good. The path didn't look good, and a little bit the effort didn't. What did you see?
Earlier in the game, we played the exact same call. And they were going a lot of empty. So in empty, you can fall back and rush three. You can rush four and go five. We knew we could hit the quarterback in all their empties. So I went with a blitz. And earlier in the game, Max played it perfect. There was a slant ball, came right to him, and he played right inside out of it. And then that one, he got a little wide in his alignment. And the technique and the alignment right from the get-go put him in harm's way. And then the slant ball got him and outran him. So I thought Brandon Graham had a nice charge off the edge. We hit the quarterback like we wanted to do. When you blitz an empty, two things are going to happen. You're either going to make the play and it'll be big play our way, or we tackle the catch, and if we don't, it's a big play their way, and that's what happens.
Okay with the
satisfied
effort?
With the effort on that play, though?
On everything, guys. The effort isn't great on our effort overall has been great during the season. The ball ran away from him. You know, he came after it, but it just outran him, and that was probably his alignment. Was worse than anything. He drifted a little bit outside, and in that all-out blitz, you can't.
Who's most likely up for Thornton? Who will be up for Thornton?
Well, we've only got a couple left. You know, the rotation. You got Brandon Barry, you got Taylor, you got a lot of guys in there. So you got only so many.
What do you like about Taylor? What do you see so far in two games?
Oh, Taylor's really coming along now. Taylor is really great at the technique that we play with shock and shed, and the way he gets his hands on people and then disengages and gets to the ball. Taylor's going to be a good football player for us.
Now, Maxwell referenced the fatigue on that play. Mm-hmm. It didn't look, at least, like he finished the play. I mean, are you expecting more out of a guy that you guys spent so much on in the offseason? As a leader, as one of your top players, are you expecting more out of him?
I expect the same out of every player we have out there. Every player we have out there has got to handle his business and handle his job down in and down out. Max played better in this game than he did in the first, and I believe he'll play better in the next game. We have to. You know, we've got to make it to where we can win that 6-3 game, the 10-3 game. We've got to be able to win that defensively, and that means 60 minutes of playing great effort and technique. So the standard for players is the same no matter where you came from, how much money you're making, what round you were drafted in. Defensively, the expectation is the exact same.
And the outside linebacker, stand there. I mean, so we keep going, and Kendricks are out. I mean, Jordan Hicks played quite a bit.
Jordan did a nice job stepping in. D'Amico's always in there. You know, we're bringing D'Amico back on a little bit of a pitch count because of the injuries coming back from. But D'Amico Ryans is D'Amico. You know, you saw that goal line stand. He made two out of the three plays to keep him out of that end zone. So we've got nothing but confidence in D'Amico. And Jordan Hicks is a very mature rookie. He went out there and it was not too big for him. I think the neatest thing that happened was when he got beat on the deep pass, which he played poor technique on. He came back and wasn't phased and made some plays after that. And he wasn't rattled or depressed or going in a tank, and that's what some rookies do. He didn't. He went back in there and played some real good football for us.
Obviously, depth was the strength of that position up until just the other day. So what do you do behind those two guys?
Well, you bring Najee in and Jones. You know, Brad, we'll pull Brad back there too. So, you know, Marcus Smith is now beyond his hamstring and conditioning his back. So you got Marcus where, you know, he can take that outside backer role again, and you move Brad inside and let Brad still be a swing guy, but he'll get some work inside this week now. We've got depth, and we're very confident with who we have in there.
You faced Ryan Fitzpatrick last year in Houston. What do you consider to be his strengths?
His competitiveness, I would say above all else. He is in a great fit scheme-wise for himself. Him and Chan know each other very well. They know the system. They know each other's strengths, and, you know, he knows what Chan likes to run. Chan knows what he does well. He runs the offense very efficiently. You've seen that in 2 weeks now, that they're a lot of empty. There are a lot of high-efficiency throws, strong run game, and he is just a scrapper. Now, in that Houston game last year, I think we missed maybe 4 sacks on him where we had him in our grasp, and he just, you know, out of a will to get away, got away and made some plays happen. So an extreme competitor with a very good understanding of where to go with the ball in that scheme.
Still being evaluated. What are they trying to determine?
The medical part, Zach, it's kind of leaving me, but I just know that they're still evaluating what that is. Details of that, I don't know.
Has he been right at all this summer? I mean, he had the tendonitis in the knee, and it not seem like the injury happened on a hit or something like that. Has this been something he's been dealing with now throughout?
Not to my knowledge. You know, he's gone out there and practiced very well, and he's running around even during the game. You cannot see any hits to his run or anything. I mean, he's running around after every play. He's popping up and running back to the huddle like he always does. So we've seen nothing wrong. That's just, you know, one of those things. I was shocked. No, I don't. I really don't. You'd have to ask Kiko. He just felt the discomfort in there at some point. There wasn't one glaring play where he said, oh, boy, there it is. Nothing.
With Maxwell, where was the improvement from week one to week two? Where did he
consistency. And that's what we all have to do. It's easy to play one good down of great technique, but when you can go 80 plays and holding that alignment, the technique, those things are really what the great defenses do. And the closer we can get to 11 men for 80 plays, playing, you know, focused in, technique sound, alignment, eyes, keys, football. And I think that's where he took the biggest step. You know, we'll still grow him in this scheme. He's got to understand all the checks, and I think he does. And he'll continue to get better. I really believe that.
Alter the pitch count for D'Amico, or
a little bit. Yeah, it'll up his reps.
Your impressions of Brandon Marshall, and you have to play more zone against a guy like him who wants to try to get isolated on a cornerback.
You have to mix it so you have the proper matchup. Your zones have to give a little bit more attention to his side. Your mans have to give a little bit more body help of two guys on him instead of one. They do a great job of moving him around a little bit. He's a big run-after-catch guy, more than you think. I mean, he's such a big, strong guy. He muscles up, makes a catch, and then he's a tough tackle. He is absolutely their primary weapon in this offense, in the passing game. They do a lot of empty sets, and you've got to find them and then kind of mix in the zone, the man, and then the pressures.
On Sunday, you went to dime with Hicks. Does Najee allow you to play more nickel now?
He could, but the dime package is still a good matchup for us on third down, and we like the matchups we have. The Jets come out at 4 wide receiver packages a lot, so we'll continue to mix dime and nickel. I'll just practice a lot more dime than I had the last 2 weeks.
And why bigger over row there? Why bigger
EJ,
over
yeah.
row there?
Yeah. EJ and bigger's right. We just felt that putting EJ out there with the experience right now, we're going to rotate them. They'll both get a little work in there, but right now we just felt EJ has a little. One up on Eric where they are as far as you know, mentally.
What has Malcolm Jenkins done to seemingly take even a further step in this defense the second season?
I think what you've seen is him in the nickel. He's making a big difference in the nickel spot. He's an extremely intelligent, hard worker, and he studies the game as much as any veteran I've been around. And for instance, even the play that Tony got hurt on, where we pressured the empty. The formation told you a lot about what the play might have been, and Malcolm went to play it, which made the quarterback hold the ball. But he's tenacious down there in the nickel spot. Now, you need a guy like that, where whether it's run or pass or even the blitz that they threw the screen on down in the low red zone, where Malcolm made a huge play on the quick wide receiver screen. he's on top of his game, and he's playing very aggressive down there low.
So do you feel comfortable basically, instead of going matchups from game week to week, just having him in there and having Chris in center field from now on as the nickel package?
Right now, that's our nickel and dime package with Chris on the field, if that's what you're asking, and Malcolm down low. We can adjust a little bit. We had plans to adjust a little bit last week with Walt playing a little bit down there if we had to. It didn't happen because Jank was we were really in control of that spot, we felt. We were doing a nice job on third downs getting off the field. So we were happy with the way the nickel was playing out.
I know you do a lot of cross-training at all positions. Is there any thought, though, to moving Rowe into more of a full-time safety spot?
He's taking reps at safety and outside corner in the nickel spot. But it takes time for the safety. I don't want to get – I'm not – we like him at corner. He'll play some corner. But the cross-training of the safety spot, you know, we cross-train him a little bit at nickel early in camp. We'll continue to grow him at safety in the nickel, but we'll keep him at corner for now. Bo Allen?
Yes.
Yeah, Bo's doing a nice job growing. He's getting better and better. He's that particular play, the center went up for the linebacker, Kendricks, and the guard tried to cut him, and he beat the cut block. And then him and D'Amico hit the running back head on and finished it. So he's just like you want out of most young guys. He is playing and working on his technique down in and down and out. And as his technique gets better, you see him make more plays. And Bo has really done a nice job of just playing within the scheme and playing within his world. And he's growing at a nice pace.
What's your comfort level right now with Maragos when you put him in nickel on the backs of end?
Chris is a great quarterback for us, and I talk a lot about our safeties being quarterbacks. And him and Walt have really had a nice rapport back there of who comes down when and the different calls, who's playing deep, who's playing down, when and why we're doing it. They're both highly intelligent guys that help us game plan and kind of move in and out of disguises and still not get in harm's way. So Chris's study habits and his experience as a veteran safety is really what makes us feel the most comfortable with him back there. Everybody good?
Right.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.